Good morning, Valley Brook and friends, and happy, glorious Mother's Day. It's great to be with you on this amazing occasion that the Lord has given us to celebrate you, moms. And we ask that you would just sit back and enjoy our worship time here together, enjoy the message. Right after today's sermon, Brother George has a special Mother's Day offering for you all in worship and some comments that I don't think you want to miss. And before that, we're going to have a special Mother's Day prayer by my wife immediately following the sermon. So she will follow me immediately. And then right after that, as you do every Sunday, you can just stay where you are and push play again if you need to. And George will then give his presentation. So here's my wife now, Laverne, giving the announcements and our offertory prayer.
Good morning, Valley Brook and friends. Welcome to Mother's Day, May 10th, 2020. We want to give a special welcome to all who are joining us for the first time today. We're happy that you have chosen to worship with us here at Valley Brook this morning. Click on the link below to access our first-time visitor card and take a few minutes to complete it. You may also find this form on our streaming page after the sermon. This will help us to pray for you and to notify you of future Valley Brook events, praise reports, prayer requests, and sick and shut-in reports. If you have information about a member who has become ill, or if you would like others to pray for you, please complete a prayer request e-card located under the Pastor's Corners tab or also on the streaming tab in our website, and we will be sure to lift you up. Also, every Wednesday at 8 p.m., we have a prayer conference call. So the call-in number, the phone number, and the access code are listed on our website's homepage and also in today's virtual bulletin. Offering. You may contribute your regular tithes and offerings on our website through our giving tab, or by mailing it to our office address as listed on the back of the bulletin. The trip to sight and sound. In light of the COVID-19 pandemic, our women's ministry requests to inform you that our Queen Esther trip is being canceled. We appreciate your willingness to support this event. However, your health and safety is of the utmost importance to us. Due to the office closures at Sight and Sound, we have not yet been able to contact them regarding refunds. However, our dining and transportation reservations have been canceled. The restaurant, Good and Plenty, and the Haymarket Transportation Company both reported that they will refund us once their businesses are fully open and operational. So please continue to stay tuned for more details. Announcement requests. If you would like to have an announcement read during the Sunday morning service or included in the virtual bulletin, please reach out to Carla by email. The U Effect Valley Brook Directory 2020. Valley Brook members. Carla is sending out copies of The Last U Effect to each of you through the email. If there is any information you would like to add, remove, or change, please reply to that email with your new information. The deadline for those changes is next Sunday, May 17th. Outreach 2020 efforts. Our outreach ministry will be meeting this afternoon at 1 p.m. through the Zoom. If you would like to join this virtual meeting, please reach out to Elder Michael Yakey by email. You may find his email address towards the back of our virtual bulletin. Access to our virtual bulletin. Please reference this morning's bulletin for our scripture reading, which will be Psalm 42 today, and for more complete information about the Valley Brook happenings. You may access that bulletin by clicking on the streaming tab and click on the link labeled May 10th Bulletin. We will have our scripture reading this morning. And again, you can follow along with me or read along with me in the bulletin, in the virtual bulletin, or you can read along with me in your Bible. This morning, the scripture reading is Psalm 42. As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When can I go and meet with God? My tears have been my food day and night, while men say to me all day long, "Where is your God?" These things I remember as I pour out my soul, how I used to go with the multitude, leading the procession to the house of God, with shouts of joy and thanksgiving among the festive throng. Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. My soul is downcast within me. Therefore, I will remember you from the land of the Jordan, the heights of Hermon, from Mount Mizar. Deep calls to deep in the roar of your waterfalls, all your waves and breakers have swept over me. By the day the Lord directs his love, at night his song is with me, a prayer to the God of my life. I say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why must I go about mourning, oppressed by the enemy? My bones suffer mortal agony as my foes taunt me, saying to me all day long, "Where is your God?" Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. Let us pray. Father God, we just come thanking you for allowing us, God, to see one more Mother's Day. This Mother's Day, Father, in 2020, with all that is going on, each day the news seems to worsen. Even the weather seems off kilter. And yet, Lord, you still have it all in control. So we thank you, God, for that. And we look forward to what you're going to do, because we know that we can count on you for every promise. So right now, Father, I also lift up our pastor of Valley Brook, your under shepherd and my husband, Lord. I lift him up to you, Lord, that he continue to speak what you have laid on his heart, what we, your people, your children, those in your kingdom now, those you've adopted as sons and daughters, what we need to hear. Father, give him your passion, your compassion, your humor, and allow that, Lord, to drench us, to pour over us, and not miss a single inch of our being, God. And Father, I thank you for the tithes and offerings that will be submitted, that have been submitted, Lord, that her coming forth, God. I thank you for it, Lord. And we just ask that you continue to guide us and lead us in how you would have us to use those as it fulfills your purposes, not ours, your purposes for the kingdom. Thank you for allowing us to be partners. We thank you. We praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning again, Valley Brook, and God bless you all for being here. I want to thank my dear wife, Laverne. And in case you're wondering why I didn't call her sister sweetheart today, no, it's not because we had a big fight yesterday. it occurred to me that there are people who are tuning in and streaming who may not even know her name, because I only refer to her as Sister Sweetheart. And they may be saying, does she have a name? Well, her name is Laverne. Laverne W. Beatty. And she is my sister and my sweetheart. So thank you for sharing those verses and the prayer and the announcements, my dear sweet wife. Again, after the message, George will be given a special Mother's Day presentation afterwards. And speaking of sermons, I really would like for you to work with me this morning. I'm not thinking of this so much, moms, as a message, as much as it is a chat, that we're all sitting in a living room together. And I have my Bible, and you have your Bibles, and we're just talking through one of the most exciting verses in the scripture together. And I don't have the benefit of being able to hear you give your response, but if you are being responsive, I will by faith receive that and believe that you are nodding along and smiling, as I can see some of your faces in my mind, and that you're thoroughly enjoying what I am going to be presenting to you this morning. Also, I know that it's been a little bit of a challenge hearing my wife, because she is Sister Sweetheart and she has a sweet, soft voice. We are working on that. Some of you have mentioned, can we turn the volume up? Stay patient with us. We are aware of that, and we are working on it week by week. But we can't help it if she's just sweet like that. You know, what can you say? Have her yell and scream, but we're working on the technology to make that better. And if I didn't say it, let me say it. Happy Mother's Day. And if I did say it, can't say it too often today. Happy Mother's Day. And it is a pleasure to be with you. I also wanted to mention to you that my sermon notes from this morning and every morning after this will be posted on our website under the sermons page. So if you are taking notes and are feeling like you're sort of not able to catch up, don't worry about it. The message will have its notes recorded from now on our website, valleybrook.church, and under the sermon tab, pastor's corner, and then sermons tab, you'll see message, and there will be a tab for what is written and for the audio. Just click on the notes page and the sermon notes will be there, the condensed version of them. So that's something that some have commented to me has already been helpful, and so I'll continue to do that for you. All right, this morning's talk, I'm excited to present to you and feel your response, is a mother's delight. A mother's delight. That's the title of this morning's talk. And I have one verse and only one verse to share with you this morning. And I'd like for you to turn with me to it in your Bibles. It's Psalm 37 and it's verse 4. A very familiar verse, not usually thought of as a Mother's Day verse, but I think you will see it's quite relevant to mothers and to you dads who are listening and to single people and to everyone who's tuned in. You'll find, I believe, this verse to be a refreshing inspiration to you and hopefully relevant in your week to come. Psalm 37, verse 4. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Now you can imagine how exciting this has been for me to meditate on that single verse as I prepared an entire message for this morning. You can imagine the joy and the exhilaration and the personal satisfaction that meditating on that amazing verse to bring out of it a full sermon brought to my soul. So even though I said that I would like for you to consider this morning's message a simple talk, pardon me if I get a little more excited than I would be if I was just sitting in your living room drinking tea and looking at your smiling faces. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. And that's really all I have to say to you moms today. That's all I have to say. What did Pastor talk about today? That's the main idea. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. And again, that's all I have to say. I just have a few more ways I'd like to say it. And that's what's going to take up our time. That's what I want to say. But I just have a few more ways that I'd like to say it. And here's how I'd like to say it. I'd like to emphasize a couple of words and phrases in this passage to bring out its meaning more fully. I want to emphasize delight. I also want to emphasize yourself. And I want to emphasize in the Lord. So if you're taking notes, the first point is delight. Delight yourself in the Lord. This is a vision of His delightfulness. That's what I'm referring to when I say delight yourself in the Lord. It's about gaining a vision of His delightfulness. Some of us have been using the Marco Polo app to stay in touch with one another during this coronavirus crisis. And I was struck by Sister Grace White when she was referring to the Valley Brook family, and she was saying, you guys are just a delight. And I remembered that word, and it stood out to me, and I thought, yeah, that's true. Delight, you are, you're delightful. And delight is a delightful word. It is a delightful word. I looked up some synonyms for it. I'm thinking about the cinnamon roll that I want to eat. That's why I said synonyms. But I wanted to say cinnamon, synonyms for delight, contentment, joy, pleasure. Here's a good one, delectation, like delectable, delicious, delectation, gladness, gratification, and fullness. Experience those words in your relationship with the Lord. Delight yourself in the Lord. You know, we can consider the second half of the verse where it says, and He will give you the desires of your heart. When I think about that, and as I considered it, as I meditated on it, I thought, well, you know, we could look at that second part and just see it in some ways as almost unnecessary, really, or as a bonus, so to speak. Because if we're truly delighting in the Lord, and if we're experiencing those synonyms in our experience of Him, if we truly are delighting in Him, what more do we need? What other desire can come close to His delightfulness? So sometimes I chuckle when I read this verse, delight yourself in the Lord, and He'll give you the desires of your heart. It's like, well, do they really even matter that much? What are they in comparison to who He is? It's almost like, you know, if I'm delighted by an ice cream cone, just thinking about this, if I was delighted by an ice cream cone, I'm not really expecting it to do more than just delight me. You know, that's what I want from it. I go to the store, I give the lady my money, she gives me an ice cream cone, I eat it, and I'm delighted with the ice cream cone. And anything else that it does, if it was nutritious, that would be a bonus. But I'm going for the delight. I'm going for the delight. And the Lord is saying in this verse, I am not only nutritious, I am also delicious. I am not only good for you, I want to be good to you. And I am inviting you to enjoy the ice cream cone, not only without bad calories, but with nutrition that builds you into a person that will marvel you and dazzle other people just because you're delighting in me. But I'm getting ahead of myself. As I said, I'm trying to remember that we're in Flamina's living room just chatting, or we're sitting in Donna's living room just chatting. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he'll give you the desires of your heart. What makes him delightful? What makes him delightful? And again, this first point is about getting a vision of his delightfulness. What makes him delightful? Where shall I start? And once I start, where shall I end? It's boundless. His delightfulness is boundless because he is an inexhaustible source of wisdom. Moms, we need wisdom, don't we? Especially in these times. Wisdom. He is an inexhaustible source of wisdom. He's an inexhaustible source of love. A mother's love is beyond compare, and God's love is incomparable. His love is unsearchable. He's an inexhaustible source of love. He puts a mother's love on steroids. He puts it on hyperdrive. He's an inexhaustible source of love, and that's why he's delightful. He's delightful because he's an inexhaustible source of power. Again, we could go on and on and on again. His strength is perfect when our strength is gone. He's an inexhaustible source of beauty. One thing I have asked from the Lord that I shall seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord to behold the beauty of the Lord. His beauty is unlimited, and that's what makes him delightful. He's an inexhaustible source of fullness, and I'm going to talk about fullness a little bit later. He's an inexhaustible source of peace, not just peace, as we looked at last week or week before last, and as I wrote in one of the pieces, I think it was the Monday morning boost, about the Lord's peace being supernatural and multifaceted. That it's a peace with God, peace with men, and peace within. But he's an inexhaustible source of peace. He's an inexhaustible source of joy. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace. He's a joy filler. It's what he does. It's who he is. He's an inexhaustible source of joy. He's an inexhaustible source of understanding. Boy, he understands. He knows what's going on. He knows you, and he knows the situation. He understands what's going on. You don't ever have to worry about him misunderstanding you. And this is just a small list. I could go on. I got to stop because I got to move on. But he is a delight because this is who he is. All of these things are in him, and he's inviting us to delight ourselves in him, to have the ice cream cone and to let the ice cream cone have a nutritional value as well. Delighting in the Lord, and this is in, you don't have to write this down, this will be on my notes. Delighting in the Lord is a progressive journey of discovering his delightfulness. Delighting in the Lord is a progressive journey of discovering his delightfulness, how to appreciate it, and how to apply it in our daily dealings. I'll say it again, even though it's in my notes, just so you can hear it. Delighting in the Lord is a progressive journey of discovering his delightfulness, discovering it, and how to appreciate it more fully, and how to apply it in our daily dealings, because it is practical. The delight of the Lord is not only delicious and nutritious, it's not only good for us, it's practical. And we'll talk about that a little bit more too, a little more later as well. But this idea of delighting in him, oh Jesus, he wants to take us beyond "I need thee every hour," which is a great place to be. Nothing wrong with "I need thee every hour," because it's the truth. We do need him every hour. But again, he wants to take us beyond that to "I want thee every moment." I want thee every moment. So he says, delight in me. Find your delight in me. Now for some of you, this is new instruction. For others, it's a reminder. And for still others, it's an affirmation of where you are already in the Lord. But for all of us, men, women, children, for all of us who are in the Lord, it's an invitation from the Lord to take us to higher heights with Him. You see, no matter where your delightometer, wherever, whatever the reading is on your delightometer, the Lord is eager to raise it. He wants to take us beyond. So He says, delight yourself in the Lord. So that's point one. The second point is delight yourself in the Lord. This is about your personal indulgence, personally indulging in the Lord. Now, moms, you do so much for others. You make us all better. You know, I say to Laverne sometimes, I say, you know, when I get up early in the morning, the house just sort of kind of raises one little sleepy eye and notices that it's me, and then it goes back to sleep. But when you wake up, the house wakes up too. Both eyes pop open, it stretches, and it gets out of bed, and it gets ready for the day. You bring our home to life. You do so much to make our home a home. And moms, many of you, all of you listening, you can relate to what I'm saying. You do so much for others. And it's appropriate that we have a Mother's Day. But I want you to look at this verse in a different light. Delight yourself in the Lord. Not just to be better for someone else. Hear what I'm saying here. Not just to be better for someone else. Not just to be more productive. Not just to be more organized. Not just to be more patient. Not just to be more kind. Not just to be more wise. Not just to be more disciplined. Not just to be more anything, but just to be delighted in Him for yourself. Delight yourself in the Lord. Think of it this way. This is the Lord's personal invitation. It's His personal invitation for you to pamper yourself in Him. Delight yourself in the Lord. It's an invitation to a delightful spiritual spa, if you will, that's just for you. It's a spa called Delight Yourself in the Lord, and the Lord is inviting you to enter it for yourself. Time for you in Him. Delight yourself in the Lord. And that doesn't necessarily mean taking hours and hours out of your day. It doesn't necessarily mean taking long weekends away. It's a mindset. It is a spiritual place that can take place in a moment's time or in a week away or a month away. And we'll talk about that a little bit more too, a little more later as well. But delight yourself in the Lord, moms. Delight yourself, your personal indulgence. And then the third one is this, because this one's going to kind of roll into the fourth one. So I'm spending a little bit of time on that second one about delight yourself, because some of these overlap. But this one, delight yourself in the Lord. Delight yourself in the Lord. Join Him for a unique experience that is in Him. What am I talking about? You know, there are all kinds of things that are advertised as escapes for moms, for women, for guys, escapes. Hey, get away from it all and come do this adventure trip, or get away from it all and, you know, do this thing over here. Escapes are great, but there is a delight in the Lord that is deeper than an escape. Some delights are, again, an escape from reality, but the Lord wants to be the kind of a delight that comforts us as we ride through reality. As we travel through reality, He wants to be a delight to us in a unique way in our personal experience of the rigors, the ups and downs, the ins and outs of life. In other words, you don't have to escape your life to delight yourself in the Lord, because the Lord is in your life with you, and he's inviting you to delight yourself in him. He is a comforting ride into and through your reality. He himself gives us a prescription for calm, a prescription for his peace. In the Lord is not just delighting in results. It's not just delighting in your progress as a mom or as a believer. It's not just delighting in your successes. It's not just celebrating how he came through for you. It's delighting in him personally. It's believing that he is delighting in you, and that he's delighting in you in the best of times, and he's delighting in you in the worst of times. That whether things are going well, whether things are not going well, whether things are at their height or at their lowest point, whether they're at the zenith or whether they're in the valley, the zenith or the valley, he is delighting in you. It's believing that he delights in you. It's believing he's being faithful when whatever it is you would like to see be different continues as it has been. This is what it means to delight in him. It's not just delighting in what he does, it's delighting in his person. You know, delighting in him means being honest with him about how life feels and when it's not feeling its best, and struggling with him and struggling before him for reassurance, and then being able to recognize the shafts of light that he sends into the darkness that brings comfort, that brings warmth, and realizing that it is from him. That is what it means to delight yourself in the Lord. You know, parenting, as we saw with a job, I think it was last week, parenting, just like a job, is a detail that is part of a much larger life than you realize in the moment. That being a mother is part of a larger life that the Lord has for you. And the larger life involves, as we saw last week, the eternal life, which is knowing and understanding him and delighting in him. He wants to use your parenting, your motherhood, and even your womanhood. If you're not a mom, he wants to use your womanhood and everything that is a part of the fabric of your life to help you to delight in him. He wants that to be your experience of him. That's part of the eternal life that he's given you in Christ. You see, the abundant life that the Lord wants you all to enjoy, moms, the abundant life is not getting the life that you want necessarily. It's experiencing the delightfulness of the Lord in the life you have. And that is where he is calling us to. I want you to delight yourself in me in such a way that it makes you impervious to the things of life affecting how you and I are. See what I'm saying? Yeah, life can feel great and it can feel terrible, but the Lord wants us to move into a place of delightfulness in him, where he and us, individually, you and him, moms, that you're together and your relationship is one of utter delightfulness no matter what is going on circumstantially. I like what Psalm 37:4 in the Message version says. It says, keep company with God, get in on the best. That's its way of saying delight yourself in the Lord. But I like that. Keep company with God, get in on the best. What's better than him? Who has it better than you? Delight yourself in the Lord. You know, you might ask yourself, okay, how do I do this, Pastor? You know, is there a practical way? And I caution you that there is no formula for this. But let me give you some ideas to consider and to pray about. First of all, what would you advise someone coming to you to do if they asked you, How do I delight in the Lord? Many of you, most of you, already have wisdom and ideas about what that would look like. So consider your own advice in this when it comes to, well, how do I do that? How do I delight in the Lord? You know, Job's friends, for example, they were off target in their general assessment of Job's situation, but some of their perspectives on God and some of their advice wasn't bad. One, for example, is in Job 4, verses 3 through 6, where they said this to Job. They said, "Think how you have instructed many, how you have strengthened feeble hands. Your words have supported those who stumbled. You have strengthened faltering knees. But now trouble comes to you, and you're discouraged. It strikes you, and you're dismayed. Should not your piety be your confidence and your blameless ways your hope?" And again, they had Job's situation sized up wrongly. They thought he had sinned and they thought he had done something that he shouldn't have done. And that's why all these things were befalling him. But what he says, what they say here is instructional. In other words, Job, you are a man of wisdom and you have encouraged and you've strengthened feeble knees and you've helped people out with these wise words. And I would say to you, moms, you have encouraged many. You have prayed for many. You have shared words of truth with many. You have strengthened faltering knees. You have given sound advice. You've instructed many. You've strengthened feeble hands. Many of you are wise women of God and have blessed other women. You've blessed me. And what I would say as far as how to delight in the Lord, if someone came to you and said, "How do I do this?" Use your own advice. They're saying to Job, should you not draw upon your own resources of faith in this time? Should you not draw upon what you've learned in this time? Should you not draw upon your own experience, Job, at this time? In other words, don't underestimate the effectiveness, ladies. Don't underestimate the effectiveness of your own advice. Don't discount it. If you considered it valuable enough to share with someone that you care about, then it's valuable for you as well. So if you were to say, "Well, Pastor, how do I delight myself in the Lord?" I would say, what has the Lord taught you and what have you shared with others that has been helpful? Value that and continue to pursue that. Secondly, I would say this, and this is a very important one. Know that you are a delight to the Lord. If you want to delight in the Lord, you got to know that you are a delight to the Lord. Oh, you got to know that, you know, when I was a young believer, this brother was teaching through the Song of Solomon. And he shared this verse, and I don't remember the exact reference, but you can find it there in Song of Songs. But he said, the Lord says, "You make my heart beat faster with a single glance from your eyes, my darling," or something like that. And he said, that's how the Lord sees you. Now, again, I was a young believer and I was this brother, and, you know, that kind of made me feel a little some kind of a way, you know, me making the Lord's heart beat faster. Guys kind of have to get into a different headspace sometimes to receive that kind of affectionate language from the Lord about ourselves. But as we grow, we become much more comfortable, and we become much more desirable of it, and desirous, I should say, of it, desirous of it. But you gotta know that you are a delight to the Lord. You know, some women in the scriptures spent time with the Lord, and they had these relationships with the Lord that were outstanding. I'm going to mention some in a second here. And then there was Anna. Anna set the world record for the longest quiet time. I think she was in the temple for like 40 years. And so, but Anna's 40 years with the Lord are not more important to him than your moment with him. You know why? Because you aren't Anna, and Anna is not you. You bring some things to your relationship with the Lord that only you bring. And you are a delight to him, if it's a second with him, it's you. And so you are a delight. If you want to know what it means to delight yourself in the Lord, seize on all those verses that talk about how much of a delight to the Lord you are. And your spirit will begin to soar. We all want to be loved. We all want to be around someone who knows us and loves us. You know, I went out this morning and did a little Mother's Day kind of a thing for our daughter. And I didn't think anybody saw me. You know, I got up early and took off and went and did it. And as I was getting dressed this morning, my wife said, "I saw what you did, and I know who you are." And there's an old movie, for those of you, I'm dating myself, back in the 60s, there was an old movie called I Saw What You Did and I Know Who You Are. And it was one of those things where these two girls were playing a joke on this guy and they were accusing him of doing something and turned into this, they almost got killed because of it. It was, you know, kind of a mystery. But when Laverne said that, she was saying it with affection. I know who you are and I saw what you did. Or I saw what you did, and I know who you are. And that is what the Lord is saying to you, ladies. I know who you are, and I saw what you did, and I love who you are, and I love what you do. I love who you are. And I want you to know that I am delighting in you. And when we recognize that, and we receive that, and we resist the devil's suggestions or his accusations to the contrary, then we begin to find more delight in him. We love because he first loved us. And so if you want to know how to delight in the Lord, make sure that you're seizing upon the truth and not letting it go, that you are a delight to him. Thank him for the things that you appreciate about your relationship with him, about your unique relationship with him. Thank him for the things that you recognize as building your relationship with him. Do these things to cultivate your delight in him. The things that make your relationship with him special. One sister says, "The Lord flirts with me." And she recognizes his interaction and the things that he does as flirting with her. And that's a part of her relationship with him. Recognize those things and thank the Lord for them. Review them regularly before him, the things that make you and him a special item, a unique item. That's how we delight in the Lord. Thank him for the things and the people that he has placed in your life to help to take your relationship with him to another level. The people in your life that when you see them and when you talk to them, they elevate your view of him and elevate your desire for him. And they stimulate your aspiration for him. Thank him for those people and thank him for their influence. That's how you delight yourself in the Lord. Spend some time in solitude. Again, I'm not talking about giving a designated amount of time, but solitude is self-grooming. And we all need time for self-grooming. And here's the most important thing. The most important thing you can do, if you were to just ask me, what one thing can I do tomorrow? What one thing can I do tonight? What one thing can I do as soon as this message is over or if I review this message? What is the one thing, Pastor, you would have me focus on that would make this a greater reality to me? See, I don't expect you to hold on to all of this. I really don't. That's not my prayer, is that you would remember everything that I say when I'm sharing a message. That's not my goal. It's not my desire. But this is my desire, and it's the most important thing. The most important thing is to talk to him about your desire to delight in him. That is the single most important thing you can do. You know why? Because he can teach you how to do that. He can teach you what it means to delight in him for you. Because it's not going to look like anybody else's situation, but he can take your level in a way that is unique to you to another level if that is your desire. So talk to him about your desire to delight in him. Where is that desire? If that desire is kind of down here and you'd like for it to be up a little higher, say, Lord, I want my desire to delight in you to be higher. And you start focusing in on that. And let me tell you something. The moment you pray that prayer, you've already elevated it. The fact that you would even consider praying, it means he's already done it. And so talk to him about it. Remember, you have a relationship. This isn't a formula to figure out. This isn't a class. This isn't a scientific laboratory where you're doing experiments or anything like that. It is a relationship, and he is inviting you to delight yourself in him. And the most important thing you can do is talk to him about your desire to delight in him. Remember, he's our helper, the scripture says. We talked about this a few weeks ago. He's our helper, not our judge. He says, ask, seek, and knock. Ask and it'll be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door will be opened unto you. So talk to him about that. Let him pamper you with his delightfulness. Let him pamper you in his care. Delight yourself in the Lord. What an invitation. Enjoy him. Enjoy the fullness of him. It says in Psalm 84, how lovely are thy dwelling places, O Lord of hosts. How lovely are your dwelling places. How lovely it is to be hanging out in your presence, to be with you. Rich colors, surprising textures, shapes, and fragrances. It says, my soul longed and even yearned for the courts of the Lord. Because he's the je ne sais quoi of our lives. He's that special something. He's that extra oomph. He's that spice that makes all of life more delicious and delectatious. My heart and my flesh, it goes on, it says, my heart and my flesh sing for joy to the living God, because he fills and he satisfies my soul. There is no one or nothing like him. To be in the presence of the Lord is to lounge in mystery. You will find, as you're delighting yourself in the Lord, that there is a mystery about it that is captivating and fascinating and arresting and compelling, that draws you in more and more and causes you to hunger and thirst for more, moms. Take time out to be a receiver from the Lord instead of just an achiever for the Lord. See him as something more than just a divine power pack that we snap on in the morning as we flutter about doing our tasks. See him as a satisfying, a fulfilling source of joy and life and delightfulness. Ask him about that. Ask him about that. Let him teach you what that means. And again, don't worry about trying to get your arms all around all of this. You really can't. You know, I can't. I know what I'm talking about, but I don't know what I'm talking about. I know there's so much more of what I'm talking about than I can express. And that's why I want to send you to Taylor Jesus and let him take the fabric of the message and tailor it to your needs, because he's the only one that can make it all make sense to you for where you are. Ask him to fill your mind with thoughts of how delightful he is, so you find yourself spending time with him, or wishing you had more time with him, or sitting contentedly or peacefully in the knowledge of his presence with you. He can do these things. Listen to some other women delighters as I wind down here. From the words of the warrior prophetess Deborah, this is what she said. May they who love you be like the sun when it rises in its strength. And such imagery there of just a growing brightness and intensity. May they be like the sun when it rises in its strength. May that love, that delightfulness of him, have that effect on you, that you are like the sunrise, getting brighter and brighter with more and more energy and warming everything around you. Lord, make it so, as Deborah says, that's Judges 5:31. Or Hannah in 1 Samuel 2, my heart exalts in the Lord. My heart exalts in the Lord. I rejoice in thy salvation. There's no one holy like the Lord. Indeed, there is no one besides thee. There is no rock like our God. Thank you, Hannah. Beautiful words of affirmation of how delightful he is. Or, of course, Mary. Not the mother of Jesus, but the Mary who sat at Jesus' feet, saying nothing, just listening, it says, soaking up, soaking in his presence. That's what it means to delight yourself in the Lord. And let me say this now. Here's the practical point. What does that have to do with Mother's Day, Pastor? It has everything to do with Mother's Day. It has everything to do with your womanhood. It has everything to do with your professional career. It has everything to do with everything that's a part of your life. It has everything to do with who you are and where you are. Because when you delight yourself in the Lord, that vision and that experience will change everything about you. It will transform everything about you as a mom. It will transform everything about you as a woman, and especially as a believer. So my dear sisters whom I love in the Lord, and I see your faces, and for those of you whom I have not met, you are a dear sister in the Lord too. My heart is with you today, and my prayers are with you today. And my trust is in the Lord, that he will help you to get a better understanding, a fuller understanding, and more than that, a deeper experience of what it means to delight yourself in the Lord. And to see how he then gives you the desires of your heart in a way that is totally unexpected and provides things that are desires that you didn't even know were desires. He is all that. And on this Mother's Day, I could not give you a greater gift than extend the invitation from him to you to delight yourself in him amidst all the other things, the cards, the food, the candy, the relaxation, the reading, the movies, the sleeping, the napping, whatever it is that you do. Oh, may the Lord bless you today with a special delight in himself. And now we're going to have a special Mother's Day prayer from my dear sister sweetheart, and then afterwards George will be giving a worship selection.
Hello again, Valley Brook family. As you know, those of you who are at Valley Brook, you're used to the fact that if I'm asked to do a special prayer on a special occasion, I actually talk to the Father, listen to him, and write it down. So you'll see me flipping through pages. It won't be totally impromptu because I write down what he says, because I quite honestly do not want to rely upon myself to remember all that he tells me. So join me in prayer, would you? Father, Abba, we're grateful for this opportunity to bow before your throne of grace and mercy and lift our voices to say, thank you. Thank you, Father. On this, the day set aside as Mother's Day, we especially want to thank you for mothers, women made in your image, birth mothers, aunts, godmothers, adopting and adopted mothers, grandmothers, sisters, stepmothers, foster mothers, those who are like second mothers to us, and those of them who have stepped in and stepped up when we needed a mother. Thank you for how we often learn what your unconditional love looked like and felt like because of Mama. You built her that way. We often got a glimpse of your grace and your mercy, felt what that felt like when we misbehaved, and yet Mama said, I'm going to give you another chance. Don't you do it again. And she gave us room to grow. Thank you for these women who time and time again gave up her own personal comfort, gave up precious sleep, who sacrificed her time, money, career choices, and chances, let go of some select dreams and desires of her own, relationships even, for the new life that was dependent now on her. Thank you, Father, for how she began to teach us about you every night with that warm and embracing refrain, now I lay me down to sleep. How she hung up those awkward drawings on the refrigerator and told us that they were museum quality masterpieces. How she believed that we could become anything we wanted to be, and she told us so often. How she never acted like she had anything more important to do than to spend night after night helping us with homework and spending weekends with Disney characters. Thank you, Father, for making many, many mothers, women who did all these things voluntarily and willingly. Due to your divine providence, it was through her we often began to get a picture of you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all the mothers who have accepted your son Jesus into their lives, and they are now alive. Thank you for allowing those believing mothers to partner with you in such a way that we get to know you better. Through the women who mother us, we see how lavish and generous your love for us is, how generous and lavish your love is to us. So on this day, Father, on this Mother's Day, I have a request. I ask that you touch each and every mother today in a special way, in such a way that she knows it's you, beyond a shadow of a doubt. Let her know that you see her. Let her know how very much you value her. Remind her that she indeed is a priceless jewel. Let her know that you see her, that you've noticed that she's going through the house, wiping down the door handles and the kitchen counters with disinfecting wipes to try to protect her family. Let her know that you've noticed that she's been buying more fruit and preparing more vegetables in order to build up her family's immune system and laundering more frequently. Let her know that she was specifically, intentionally, and meticulously selected by you, God, the all-knowing God, to be the mother to the children you shared with her. It was no mistake. Reassure her that she indeed is enough. Reassure her that when she feels her strength, her wisdom, and her counsel has run out, that that's because she can depend on you, and her children are now in the position to learn to depend on you. Touch us today, Lord. Cradle us in your arms. Hold our hand. Dance in the rain with us. Giggle out loud with us. Wiggle your toes in the cool grass with us today, Lord. Remind us that we are your daughters, that we are your princesses, that you are our friend. You've been so good to us, God. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We adore you. In Jesus' name, amen.
God bless you all. And again, stay tuned for George and the worship offering that he's going to present. And again, God bless you. It's been wonderful being with you. Happy Mother's Day.